Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hey, Farmer Craig bringing us back. 23 after the hour, my favorite blues band is Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Gary Moore, author of Look Up America, and another book coming out soon that I'm going to try to get him to publish, because it's gonna curl the hair of everybody out there with hair on their head. Hey, Gary, thanks again for being here. It's good to have you here. We're talking about the dollar, folks, and Gary and I both are concerned about the strength of the dollar. Gary, you were pointing out earlier how the dollar has weakened. It's now 84% of the euro. What is it against the pound? What's the exchange rate against the pound?
I really don't know, Jim. Okay. I'm sitting here looking at a chart of the euro because that's the most important today.
Yeah.
The dollar is about probably 50-60% of the world's currency reserve,
mm-hmm.
and the euro is about 20%. No one else is even close.
Yeah.
So all of the business in the world that grows cross-border basically has to be done in either dollars or euros. So mm-hmm. I just kind of watch it versus the euro.
But does a weaker dollar help American businesses?
Yes and no.
How's that work?
If you're a... Well, let's take Lee Iacocca, Ford Motor Company. He used to say, just give me a weaker dollar and I'll compete all day. Why? Well, let's say a dollar's worth here and a euro is worth a euro, okay? Mm-hmm. You get ready to buy, call it a Volvo or something, maybe a Mercedes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Your dollar will buy the equivalent over there. But you let the dollar slide by 10%, all of a sudden you've got to pay $1.10
a premium
for the same $1 car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so big business really likes a weak currency, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
That's the irony of it.
Why do you
and
think
so
the dollar is? Why do you think the dollar is weakening?
Well, like I say, it's the credit rating. We're printing so much money. It's
didn't,
just like
didn't
you
Fitch
and your personal
just
budget.
Didn't Fitch just reduce the U.S. credit rating? Did I see that?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I thought I saw.
I hope that's not true.
Well, I thought I saw that. Maybe I misread it, but I thought I saw that. Anyway, so go ahead with the credit analogy.
Well, let me clarify one thing, Jim. I have a degree in political science, and you and I argue this stuff. But I learned a long time ago, I'm an independent. People think that I'm an Obama fan, as people are probably thinking right now, or whatever. I'm not. I just learned as an investment advisor for 40 years that my clients couldn't afford for me to see the world through political screens.
Right.
I had to look at it through economic screens. And so I differ with almost everyone on this thing. My liberal friends think I'm a libertarian, and my conservative libertarian friends think I'm a socialist.
Well,
okay?
that's the reason I call you a mugwump.
A what?
A mugwump. Anyway, go ahead.
What is that?
That was a throwback to the 19th century. Go ahead, finish up.
Oh, well, anyway. But here's the thing. For small business people, it depends on what business you're in. If you're in the business of, say, cotton, we grow a lot of cotton,
mm-hmm.
and you just take cotton and manufacture T-shirts and sell them only in the United States, it's not going to have much effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting, say, oil or coffee or something that has to be imported, it means you're going to pay more and more for your raw product.
But it's going to make our goods. Isn't it going to make our goods more valuable? I mean, isn't our oil going to be more in demand if the dollar's weaker? Because the oil's denominated in dollars. Isn't our oil, our energy going to be more in demand?
Anything we import, Jim, is going to be more expensive.
But anything we export is going to be more in demand. Anything we can export is going to be more in demand, right?
That's what I was saying. And it's going to limit import. folks right. always pray.
But don't we need more exports than imports?
I don't know. Economists actually argue that over and over. It depends on what we're importing, Jim. If we're importing oil, for example, which is a major import,
yeah.
and we take that oil and turn it into chemicals and plastics and all that kind of stuff.
But Gary, we're a net exporter of energy. America is.
We are now. Oil's probably a bad example these days, but it's what we've used for 30, right. 40 years, well, and I'm yeah. an old dog, so I can't get out of the habit.
No, but one thing about it is that I'm promoting hemisphericization. I'm saying we need to have less globalization and more hemispherization. We need the Western Hemisphere needs to be more aligned with itself and become a little bit less dependent on the rest of the world. Not I'm not talking about xenophobia. I'm not talking about being, you know, closing the world off. I'm talking about being more self-reliant in this hemisphere. And I think the dollar. I'm worried about this, the dollar geopolitically, but economically, I think that could be a good thing. But in my hemispherization idea, last thoughts.
Well, I'm heavily influenced by John Templeton, as you know, Jim.
Yeah.
He was the dean of global investing, and largely for moral and spiritual reasons, he believed it was good when we invest in each other. There's an old saying in economics that no country with a McDonald's has ever bombed another country with a McDonald's.
Right.
You know, if we have McDonald's all over the world, why are we going to go and bomb them?
Gary, hold that thought. I got to take a quick break. I got to take a quick break. But I also like what Frederick Bastiat said in 1850. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And I agree with that, too. We're going to come right back with our good friend Gary Moore after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.